Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 22 June 2025, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we've studied inheritance and we have studied adoption and inheritance, but you have received the spirit of adoption as adult sons, by means of which we keep on crying out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself, God the Holy Spirit, testifies, along with our spirit, the human spirit, that we are the children of God. And if we are children, first class condition, and we are the children of God, we are also heirs. On the one hand, we are heirs of God the Father, but on the other hand, we are joint heirs with Christ. Now, the second half of verse 17, we have the winner believer's spiritual life. Now listen, the winner believer's spiritual life. From undeserved suffering for blessing. Because only the winner believer is qualified to receive the greatest, greater grace blessing that God has for us. The greatest one is a special mantle. A mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. The opportunity for you to glorify God in times of suffering as well as in times of prosperity. And so this is, suffering for blessing is only given to the winner believer. Now, there are a lot of believers that are not winner believers. They're loser believers. They also have suffering, but it's not undeserved suffering for blessing. It's deserved suffering, punitive suffering, because they're out of fellowship with God. They're living by the lust patterns of their sin nature. They're living in Satan's cosmic system. So God, because He loves us, those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. So He spanks those believers. Divine discipline, warning discipline, intensive discipline. And if you don't wake up and turn around, it'll be dying discipline. So undeserved suffering for blessing is for those winner believers, those ones who attain spiritual maturity, fulfill the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, and have virtue, love brought to completion in their heart. So the second half of verse 17, the winner believer's spiritual life from undeserved suffering for blessing to glorification. All right. If so be, we always start out with the King James, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. All right, we have the conditional particle a pair, plus the present active indicative of sumpasco, plus hina plus the subjunctive of sun doxadzo with the conjunction kai. All right. We have a compound. We had a failure. You don't have to take a bow. By the way, I have the greatest deacons anybody could ever have as a pastor. These guys, well, because of all they do, I'm able to study, so I can teach you the Word of God. Compound conjunction. It's made up, here's the conditional particle, AE, you know that, that's if. And this is pair, P-E-R, and pair is indeed. So we have a special combination, if indeed. That's the way it should be translated. If indeed, and then sum pasco. That's S-U-M-P-A-S-C-H, long O, sum pasco. And sum pasco is a compound word made up of the preposition soon, which is with, and pasco, which is to suffer. So, a couple of things on this verb. One, therefore, sumpasco means to suffer with or to suffer the same as. To suffer with or to suffer the same as. Sumpasco. Point two, there's no word him. And from the King James, the word him was there. There's no word him. In the original autograph, this is suffering of the mature believer in maturity status. So, point two, there is no word him in the original autograph. This is suffering with maturity status. This is undeserved suffering of the winner believer. Three, this is undeserved suffering for blessing that the winner believer is qualified to receive. This is undeserved suffering for blessing that the winner believer is qualified to receive. Now, there's no reason why all of you don't qualify to receive this. No reason all of you. You're in a church where you can get doctrine. You can grow up from a baby to adolescence to spiritual maturity. You can have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. God will pour out great, phenomenal, greater grace blessings in time, which include prosperity as well. But the ultimate is when you are qualified that God can bring into your life undeserved suffering for blessing. That opportunity of glorifying God in times of suffering as well as in times of prosperity. It is the highest honor that you can receive. And I'll be real honest, it hurts. It hurts. How do I know? Well, The Apostle Paul is one of the toughest guys I've ever seen in the Bible, in the Scriptures. No one's tougher than Paul. And he was receiving undeserved suffering for blessing. A demon was assigned to Paul to beat the crap out of him. And it hurt. Paul was in, he was hurting. And he prayed three times that God would take it away. Three times. Take it away, take it away. And God said, no, no, no. And then God said, my grace is sufficient for you. And then Paul got it. Okay. And believe me, Paul qualified for undeserved suffering for blessing. Maybe the greatest believer of all time. Of course he qualified. And he glorified God in times of suffering as well as in times of great prosperity. And so he said, when I am weak, that's when I am strong. God said, my grace is sufficient for you. And Paul says, I got it. I got it. When I'm weak, when I'm going through undeserved suffering for blessing, that's when I'm strong, because now I'm living by your grace and your power. And Paul then lived the rest of his life by God's grace and God's power, and glorified him in the times of undeserved suffering for blessing. And it's a great honor. And if you qualify for that because of your spiritual growth, then what an honor. What a privilege for you at that point. Peter did the same thing. Peter made it. And his undeserved suffering for blessing included being crucified upside down. Peter was crucified upside down. He went through great undeserved suffering for blessing. So we have here, this is point three, this is undeserved suffering for blessing that the winner believer is qualified to receive. Four, also, there is no word Christos. We do not have Christos, and we don't have autos in this verse either. So there's no word Christos, Christ, and no word autos. Five, it is true that the Lord Jesus Christ received the greatest undeserved suffering of all time. No member of true humanity has ever received the undeserved suffering that Jesus Christ received. Six, the Lord Jesus Christ was impeccable. Sinless perfection. He did not commit even one sin his entire life. The Lord Jesus Christ was impeccable, sinless perfection. He didn't commit even one sin his entire life. Seven, therefore, to be imputed with the sins of the whole world on the cross and then be judged for those sins was totally undeserved. And was absolutely unique. Therefore, to be imputed with all the sins of the world on the cross and judged for those sins was totally undeserved and was absolutely unique. Eight, therefore, the undeserved suffering of the spiritually mature believer cannot ever be compared with the unique suffering of the unique person of the universe, the unique God-man, Jesus Christ on the cross. Can't even be compared to it. Therefore, the undeserved suffering of the spiritually mature believer, the winner believer, cannot even be compared with the unique suffering of the unique person of the universe, the unique God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. 9. However, the winner believer does have the privilege to suffer in behalf of Christ. However, the winner believer does have the privilege to suffer in behalf of Christ. I want you to turn over to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1, verse 29. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Philippians 1, 29. By the way, the Philippians were the greatest believers in the ancient world. The Apostle Paul never had to assert his apostolic authority when he began Philippians. There's no mention Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He didn't have to say that. These are military people for the most part that have retired in Philippi, Macedonia. They totally understand authority and respect for authority. And they know that the Apostle Paul, he's the authority. He's the spiritual authority. They knew it. They had total respect for the authority of God, the authority of the Word of God, and the authority of the Apostle Paul. So he never had to assert his apostolic authority. And many, many of these believers grew up in the grace and knowledge of Christ from Paul's teaching of grace and truth. And they're winner believers. Most of them are winner believers. So, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Philippians 1:29. So point 9. However, the winner believer does have the privilege to suffer on behalf of Christ. 10. Undeserved suffering is a privilege in the life of the spiritually mature believer, and it is a great blessing from God. Undeserved suffering is a privilege in the life of the spiritually mature believer, the winner believer, and it is a great blessing from God. So, if indeed we suffer in spiritual maturity, undeserved suffering for blessing, if indeed we suffer in the status of spiritual maturity, that is, undeserved suffering for blessing, that we may be also glorified together. This is hina plus the subjunctive of the verb sun doxazo plus the conjunction kai. Hina plus the subjunctive. Well, we see this a lot. Hina plus the subjunctive introduces a purpose clause, and therefore it may be translated for the purpose that, or in order that. And then we have the adjunctive use of the conjunction chi. The adjunctive use is also. Also. And then we have soon doxazo. S-U-N-D-O-K-S-A-Z, long O. Soon doxazo. All right. Well, soon doxazo is a hapax legomenon. No way. Yeah, way. Hapax legomenon. This is the only time this verb is found in the New Testament scriptures. Soon doxazo is not in the Septuagint. It's not in other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. So, one, soon doxazo is a compound verb made up of the preposition soon, with, and the verb doxazo, to honor, to magnify, to glorify. So it's a compound word made up of the preposition soon, with, and the verb doxazo, to honor, to magnify, to glorify. Two, soon doxazo means to be glorified with someone. It means to share in someone else's glory, i.e., the Lord Jesus Christ. To be glorified with someone, to share in someone else's glory. So we have, if indeed we suffer with spiritual maturity status, that is undeserved suffering for blessing, for the purpose that we might also be glorified with Christ. All right. One, the last half of verse 17 introduces the undeserved suffering glory motif. Undeserved suffering glory motif. That's a great, if you want to start Wordle with a word, there's a good one. Motif. So the last half of verse 17 introduces the undeserved suffering glory motif. Two, there is a direct relationship between undeserved suffering of the winner believer in time and greater grace blessings in eternity. There is a direct relationship between undeserved suffering of the winner believer in time and greater grace blessings in eternity. Three, this leads the Apostle Paul to the now, then correlation which those two themes suggest. This leads the Apostle Paul to the now, then correlation which those two themes suggest. Four, undeserved suffering for blessing of the winner believer, the spiritually mature believer, is a present experience, while glory is a future one in eternity. Undeserved suffering for blessing of the winner believer, the spiritually mature believer, is a present experience in time, while glory is a future one in eternity. Five, suffering for blessing in time means reward and blessing in eternity. Suffering for blessing in time means reward and blessing in eternity. And on our Thursday night class, the last couple of weeks, we've been studying that in great detail. Those crowns and rewards given to the winner believer, the Hanukkah believer, as John uses in Revelation, that particular participle used as a noun. Hanukkah, the winner believer, the spiritually mature believer. Six, undeserved suffering, along with greater grace blessing in time, undeserved suffering, along with greater grace blessing in time, is the basis for greater grace blessing in eternity. Undeserved suffering, along with greater grace blessing in time, is the basis for greater grace blessing in eternity. And I've seen some great winner believers in Upland Bible Church, the best of the best. And Don Lepchick, Randy Frick, those two, the best of the best. And they had phenomenal, greater, great prosperity blessings in time. And then they qualified for the mantle of suffering. And they glorified God to the maximum in their suffering as well as in their prosperity. And we haven't had the rapture yet. They're in an interim body right now. But when the rapture takes place, they get their resurrection body and they will stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ and be awarded the fantastic crown of righteousness, the crown of life, the order of the morning star, with the seven privileges that go with the order of the morning star. They will be have those absolutely, unequivocally. And most of you have known these believers, and so. Seven. The spiritually mature believer has undeserved suffering in time, which is parlayed into reward and blessing in eternity. The spiritually mature believer has undeserved suffering in time, which is parlayed into reward and blessing in eternity. Verses 16 and 17. The Spirit Himself, God the Holy Spirit, testifies, along with our spirit, the human spirit, that we are the children of God. And if we are children, first class condition, and we are the children of God, we are also heirs. On the one hand, we are heirs of God the Father. But on the other hand, we are joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with maturity status, undeserved suffering for blessing, for the purpose that we might also be glorified with Christ. Now, that brings us to verse 18, the new life from suffering to glorification. Verse 18. Got to come back next week. We're going to get that one. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.